This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much, and let's go right to him. Alex Dono, host of Locked on Canes podcast. And Alex, I got to tell you, man, you, my friend, long time here at QAM, have done a great job on this podcast. It really is enjoyable to watch it. It's been great. I just wanted to give you all the props for that, man. It's great stuff.
Well, thanks, Joe. And I want to give you props for working sick. I know you haven't been feeling well. I was listening to the show yesterday. And if you need, I've got a lot of baby wipes laying around my house. If you need me to go up there and bring you something, I'm more than happy.
I probably shouldn't have said what I said on the air, but I did.
No, he just went home and jumped in the shower. He's fine now.
Yeah. By the way, I did. Bo, I said, Bo, I'll be with her, but I got to go take a shower. I didn't tell him why, but I said, I got to go take a shower. I can't.
I thought something
no,
was up.
No, yeah.
Then I found out a little later.
Yeah. And never. Well, that stomach stuff's serious. Anyway, hey, Alex, enough of that. I'll tell you one thing Mario did being out there for the first day of practice when he said, well, I'm going to load up. We're going to change our philosophy in that defensive secondary. And I brought in a bunch transfer portal guys and recruits, and I'm going to get a chance to see them all, just about all of them, just one guy from Columbus. And outside of that, the whole class is there. And I think he's really going to take a deep look at what he has, let him grow, let him develop in spring, and then from there, see how much he has to do in the transfer portal after. That'll be the backup plan. What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, watching these first two practices, if you look at the defensive backfield, it's almost completely different and new from last year, Joe, which Miami needed. I mean, that was the weakest spot of the defense. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of looks so far at Xavier Lucas, who we covered a ton with the whole saga of him leaving Wisconsin for Miami. And I can see why Miami wanted this young man so badly, because he, you know, and again, we're judging these guys right now before the pads come on, of course, but you know, watch Lucas at Wisconsin last year. He's a physical corner, which is exactly what Miami needed. And he looks every bit of, he's over 200 pounds at about 6'2", 6'3", which is exactly the type of body type Miami wanted. So I've been impressed there so far. I think Zechariah Poyser, the new safety they brought in, looks pretty good. I've seen a lot of Charles Brantley out of there, a transfer corner from Michigan State, which is actually, Joe, it's really encouraging that he's practicing in full, because he suffered a late season leg injury at Michigan State at the end of the year. A lot of people thought he wouldn't even be practicing yet at this time, and he's out there with no restrictions. Another guy out there with no restrictions, going to the true freshman for a minute, Amari Wallace. You know, I know you covered it on your show, Joe, about 8 months ago. He suffered a broken leg in, you know, an off-season activity. I think it was an unsanctioned off-season activity in high school last year, and he is fully recovered now, no restrictions. I saw him break up a pass in practice yesterday. Chris Ewald Jr., a true freshman out of Chaminade, is someone who Corey Heatherman, his defensive coordinator, was very complimentary of him. I was watching him yesterday in practice. And then the last one I'll leave you with is he's not a new guy. He was on the team last year, but he's heading into his sophomore year this year. So he didn't play a whole lot on defense last year. He played quite a bit on special teams, and that's safety Dylan Day. Day made one of the plays of practice, at least for the media portion yesterday, Joe. He intercepted a pass from Judd Anderson yesterday in practice, and Dylan Day has been a lot more involved. And so really my hope, Joe, and this is something Cristobal was very aware of this. It's why he was so active in the transfer portal and also very active in getting in new defensive coaches, right? A new defensive coordinator, two new defensive backs coaches. You need to turn that defensive secondary, which was a weakness last year. You've got to try to turn it into a strength, and they seem to have the bodies to do that now.
You know, Alex, it seems like, especially last year, with that secondary, you kind of wasted, you know, some of the productivity you got in the line. You know, you had that line seems to be, you know, that the first and second level seem to be pretty good, but boy, that secondary. So with all these guys coming in, you expect that. So with the new quarterback coming in, with Carson Beck coming in, not knowing what that offense is going to be, is that defense going to catch up to the offense, or maybe overshadow what they've got with this offense? And I know it's a question because you haven't seen him with this offense. I'm talking about Beck and what that's going to be.
That's a great question, Bo, because, you know, one of the things I remember even going back to last year, and of course, when Cam Ward got to Miami, he was available in spring football. Carson is not available fully yet because he still hasn't been cleared to throw. And I even remember, like, last year at this time, like, you know, the offense, they looked ahead of the defense even in practice, and you don't always see that. A lot of times this time of year, the defense looks like they're ahead. So that's going to be something we're definitely going to be monitoring heading into the spring game, is if the defense can be the unit that can at least go toe-to-toe with the offense. And yeah, there's talent on the defensive line, Bo and Joe. I know Miami is expecting Reuben Bain to have a big bounce-back year from last year. You know, the media had a chance to talk with Akeem Mezidor, who, you know, he's really excited, Mezidor, about the type of defense they're running. It's going to be a little bit more simplified and more direct on the defensive line. He wants to go out there and create some chaos. And that really is, that's the part of the defense you want to be able to lean on, right? When you have, you know, pass rushers like the two I mentioned, a guy like Malik Bryant, who I think can have a good year. You know, you've got, maybe you need a little bit more depth at defensive tackle, but you've got, you know, guys like Ahmad Moten and Justin Scott and David Blay, a transfer from Louisiana Tech, who all look pretty good on paper. The defensive line should be able to set the tone. And yeah, watching, you know, these other quarterbacks before Carson Beck is ready to throw, that's an evaluation exercise in itself. You know, Emery Williams so far has looked pretty good in practice. I know he's trying to, you know, bounce back from a tough bowl game that he had back in late December, but, you know, he practices well. You know, we're watching the true freshman quarterback Luke Nickel, who looks like, you know, he's got a lot of talent, and Judd Anderson out there. So yeah, hopefully the defense can be competitive throughout these next few months, because they weren't that competitive against the offense last year.
Alex, this thing, when we're all done with all this talk and it's season, it's going to go back to how good Carson Beck's going to be. And he doesn't have to be Cam Ward, but he's got to be really good, especially making $4 million friggin' dollars that he's getting paid. And on top of that, the development of these young wide receivers, and hoping some guys by the end of spring can kind of break away. I know they love the potential of most of these guys, from Josh Moore to JoJo Trader and all the rest of them. But I think no matter what, they're going to hit that transfer portal to try to bring in more experience, a wide receiver, before the year starts. Don't you think, no matter what they end up having from spring training?
Yeah, I mean, Joe, I think you hit the nail on the head when you talked about the financial investment that they're making in Carson Beck, right? When you're reportedly paying $4 million plus in NIL for who's a very good quarterback for 1 year, you're paying that much money. You've got to make sure you're putting him in the best possible situation. The same way, from an offensive standpoint, Miami put Cam Ward in the best possible situation last year. I know, as Bo brought up, the defense is really what let Ward down. But on the offensive side, Ward had all the weapons that he needed to have, you know, arguably the best quarterbacking season in college football last year. So Miami needs to put Beck in that same position. So I'm with you, Joe. I think another proven wide receiver is needed in the transfer portal. I think the reason why, and Miami did get one really good one in C.J. Daniels from LSU, but I still think they need another. And I think the reason why they weren't able to get more than what they got back in the December-January portal was because they didn't have Beck yet. Like, they didn't have Beck on board until kind of at the end of that process. I think they'll have more of an opportunity to recruit that when it comes to the April portal. I will say, though, Joe, because you brought up, you know, the young receivers, a guy who, and you watched the whole practice on Monday, so I'm sure you saw this, and JoJo Trader looks really good. I mean, he looks like he's ready to take that next step. He's been a problem. You know, we talk about how good these new defensive backs look, but at the same time, the new DBs have had trouble covering JoJo Trader. He's been very dynamic so far.
Yeah, he's got to be the guy, man. That Chaminade program has just spitting them out there, boy. They really are. You want to go. And Chaminade, by the way, is going to be loaded again this year. They have done nothing but load up, so watch out for them. Hey, before we go, how about Pro Day coming up? I'm not a big Pro Day guy. I used to go to all those Pro Days for the Canes when they had 4, 5, 6 first-round picks. But the Cam Ward and all those receivers running, and I think it's going to be a fun day out there. Are you looking forward to the 24th?
Yeah, I am. I went to Pro Day, I think, the last couple of years, and I plan to get out there again this year, especially when, you know, every time you go out to these Pro Days at Miami, Joe, there's always, you know, a good amount of NFL scouts. The fact that we've got Cam Ward this year is probably going to be more attention than we've ever had down there. So watching him, you know, watching Damian Martinez, who had a good combine. It seems like all Miami's guys had a good combine, which was nice because I know that wasn't really the case last year. People were kind of down on Miami at the combine last year, very high on them this year. Elijah Arroyo, you know, we're going to see Xavier Restrepo. He's going to run a 40 at the combine, or he's going to run a 40 at the Pro Day.
What do you think he runs, by the way? Not to cut you off. I thought that was one. I don't either. I have no idea.
I don't know. Like, I don't even want to speculate because if I say like too high of a number and then he runs the better than I thought at Pro Day, I'm going to feel like an idiot, Joe. I don't even want to guess.
He's always open. We all know that. He's 7'11". He's always open. There's no question. I'm just curious. I know the league's kind of curious too. So anyway, hey, great stuff. Appreciate you coming on, Alec. You take care of yourself.
Anytime. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Bo. Talk to you guys later.
All right, Alex Donna, host of Locked On Canes podcast, talking a little bit, little teaser for the Miami Hurricanes with all those new transfer portals and the whole. Bo, did you ever think there'd be a day halfway through your senior year in high school, their whole recruiting class except one guy couldn't get out, guy from Columbus High School had to stay. Every other guy's in spring football.
Yeah, no. It's
3.5 years of high school now.
Yeah. That's you know.
I wanted to get good. One more dance and date with a little Peggy Sue over there, man.
You know, but with getting these high school guys, it used to be you could get the junior college guys.
That's right.
And in California, that's a big deal. You could get the JC guys coming in there, and that was like the bonus for you. Now you got these guys, you know, graduating early from high school, coming out, and they're almost. You know, they're almost on campus all the time. They're going through all the workouts and everything, and all of a sudden
they're ready to play freshman year.
Go run, yeah. I think it's great.
Anyway, it's great. We come back. It's funny.
Yeah, you might as well get them there quick because you may not have them for long. And in this day's world,
Mario said they're all 1 year deals now.
Yeah.
Mario came on and said it. They are all 1 year deals. We got to go to break here. They're all screaming at me back there. I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. I had it full blown. I'm not proud of it. It's just a fact. And man, when I had it. And I knew right away I was tired. I was going through a thing there for a while. I was just super tired, and I noticed tennis games got shorter, more excuses not to play, and then I was watching TV, and then I was sleeping all the time. Then I felt like I was half depressed. And then sex drive was gone. Nothing happening in the bedroom, man. I got to tell you, I finally went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. It was about a year ago. And it was the best thing I ever did because the results, they happen fast. I know the number one question I get now that I've been on the program for a year, Joe, how long before I'll notice a difference? pretty fast. Within a few weeks, you really will start to notice a difference. Put you on a great plan. Six locations in South Florida serve you. This is what they do. They do it the right way, the safe way. They police your program so you know and you get great results. You're in there with them all the time. 877-455-7300. You get the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. Again, they monitor everything. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. And decide if you want to do the program or not. But you're in for great results at Atlantic Men's Clinic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show here, WQM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, drinks, real-time betting action, VIP tickets, and packages are available at Ticketmaster. You can get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Kim Bocamper with us. Bo, it's funny. I talked the other day, before we get into all this NFL news that we have here coming in this morning and last night, the junior college thing. Yep. Being from Northern California, if you're from the state of California, you know how big the junior college system is. And all my teammates, especially guys that struggled in school or didn't get recruited, yeah, went to junior college.
Well, I was along there. I was in that crowd.
I got in a 2% rule into college right away. But we were talking about this the other day. Do you know you go to junior college now, it doesn't count against your 4 years?
No, I didn't know that.
I just found out. Two weeks ago.
So you can go 2 years and you still have four.
You can go play at your junior college.
Yeah.
In California, because the junior college system from Southern California up to the mountains.
Yeah.
They got junior college. I think Quincy's got don't they have a football program
up
there?
They do.
So I was shocked. I went, what? They go, yeah, you can play 2 years there and you still have 4 years. You have 6 years total.
Wow.
But you can get 4 full years after playing JUCO for 2 years.
Speaking of the junior college in Quincy, you know, when I had my place out there. And
that's close to Lake Tahoe, so people know.
Yeah, so I went over there one day. You knew who was coaching over there? Tony Sperano's son.
That's funny.
Yeah, in Quincy. I'm up there because there was a kid working at a restaurant I'd go to, and I said, where are you going to go to Quincy over here? He goes, go to this, I think it was Feather River Junior College or whatever it was. And he said, you play football? I said, yeah, he plays football. And he goes, oh, one of my coaches was with me. And I go, who? And he goes, Tony Sperano Jr., one of his kids.
Son's in the NFL,
But you know, it's funny because here you don't hear much about JC.
Nothing anymore.
Nothing here. But, you know, when I go back, you look at the guys that have come out of JC in California. Aaron Rodgers, O.J. Simpson. I mean, we had two or three guys where I went at San Jose City, we sent to Cal, and Tom Newton played in the NFL. Yeah. Jeff Barnes, I think, played
Reed,
in the NFL.
Reed was
James
from there.
James Reed played in. And then
half your team.
Half our team, because we had a really good team.
And Mike White was a junior college guy,
And then I went right into – look, when I was in junior college, I was going to school there, and I went to spring training at San Jose State. before I was even enrolled in school.
That's crazy.
It was a little bit of a
wild west story. Yeah, that was crazy. So you're in junior college and you were going to practice. I would go to school.
Well, maybe I went to school. Maybe I didn't. I would drive across town. You know, because right around the corner, go to San Jose State, and I went all through.
Yeah.
I went all through the pre-workouts. You know, where you throw up in the garbage cans. You do the preconditioning. And then I went through spring training with – spring training with them and was never enrolled at school. Different time.
Well, yeah, no. It's the whole friggin' thing has changed.
But that's ridiculous. I mean, that's – I tell you, if you
– I knew you'd get a kick. I knew you didn't know that because I literally – a guy told me American Heritage Plantation.
Yeah.
The other day I was there and he goes, you know, junior college. I know that system's big out in California. I got one of the teams next to me.
Kansas is another state that's big in junior colleges.
Didn't Mississippi used to have some junior college schools?
Yeah, there's certain. I wonder why certain states.
You would stuff one of those guys there that you really liked and you could please them and they were coming to your school.
You get a guy that got recruited by somebody, but he didn't have the grades to get in. You throw him down to JC for a year and then you bring him right back.
Yeah.
That was the deal.
Well, now they just have this thing called the Big Fat Transfer Portal stuffed with players right now. And by the way, after. This is for spring football. This is from Mauro the other day. He said, we're going to have guys that leave right after spring football.
Wow.
Can you imagine you're out there and you go, I already know I'm going to have a lot of guys leave after spring football.
So let me ask you. So you go through spring ball. You come to the regular season. You go to camp before the regular season. Can you still get people in a portal at that point?
Right after spring football, those guys can say.
No, I'm talking about once – You know, so after spring football's over, you got that dead period.
I think it closes right away.
It closes at some point.
Yeah, you can't just be flying around halfway through the day.
Like you find out, the kid finds out he's not going to be playing, he's not going to start, he can't jump in a portal and go somewhere.
No, he can leave, though, and save the year.
He can leave, but he can't play the year somewhere.
It's loose, though, Bo.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to see 24- and 25-year-old guys going to become the norm for the draft.
Well, you know,
it used to be like, oh, my God, he's too old, He's too old a player. We're getting a guy halfway through his 20s, and now it's like he's very mature.
How many times did you watch a game last year, and a guy's been playing 8 years? I saw one guy played 9 years.
The tight end.
Of college football,
University
right?
of Miami tight end. How old was he? Woody, how old was the guy? 28? No, I'm being serious. I'm not joking.
Yeah, he was like 30.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Hell of a player.
Yeah.
one of the tight ends that they had, he was with Mario in Oregon.
So he was playing tight end for them, and he was working at a law firm. He already got his degree.
No, either that or he was a doctor. He just got everything done. He goes, all right, I'm done now. I'm 30. I can just be a
I don't know how. I don't know how you – well, look, everyone figures it out, but how you manage the landscape now of what's going on between high school. Now, look, we thought it was a big thing when you could transfer within high schools, right? There was only a few years. How many is that, like maybe 5 or 6 years ago?
Where, California's really strict. It's hard to transfer out there.
But I mean here in Florida.
Yeah, when they changed that.
Yeah, and you thought that was like dynamic, and then now look what's going on.
I think it was Manny Diaz, right? Was it Manny Diaz, the politician, was one of the guys involved in that. And, man, I got to tell you, it was the worst friggin' thing you ever did.
Yeah, yeah.
It opened up, seriously. I know he's a big sports fan, but it was just – whatever you and Tallahassee decided to do.
Basically,
1 year. You can go to high school 1 year. You can go to four high schools.
You know, it's great for the quality of the game to some degree.
You get great teams.
But you get really good teams. Then you get those teams that were middle of the road that are really bad teams now and that type of thing. But, you know, the other thing too, Joe, is – and again, you know, we're old and we go back to the old school stuff. But –
Playing with your buddies.
That's it. You know, that's the whole thing, man.
Hey, go ahead, Woody. Playing with your buddies.
Playing with your buddies. The guys that you played, you know, Pop Warner football with.
Small town. You didn't leave your town.
No.
You would have got killed.
No.
You would never go to the high school rival.
No. And you hated them.
Nobody liked them. They didn't like us. We didn't like them. We thought they were rich kids in Yuba City.
Exactly.
They called us the poorest human beings and low lifes of California and Marysville.
We'd wear our Letterman's jacket like to San Jose, and we were like the pukes of the – You know,
oh, you were the low. You listen, we were in Cal. It was like San Jose State. Look at those cheaters over there. Look at those misfits they have. Yeah. Hey, by the way,
can I just read one quick text here? Because these creative texts come in. I like to read these if we can. From the 561, he says, with all this JUCO talk, I'm shocked Bo isn't hyping Malpinas Community College. Standout middle linebacker Mike Hawk.
How's Mike Hawk?
Yeah. Milpitas didn't have a junior JUCO.
What was their closest junior college?
San Jose City College.
That was it?
Yeah.
I literally have one in my backyard, Yuba College.
So we had
two minutes away.
So this is the way the junior college worked. When I was in high school, my school never got recruited in. Nobody recruited our high school because it just wasn't.
What do you mean?
No one came.
You didn't tell me Stanford or Cal Berkeley.
No.
Or
no,
one of the Pac-12
schools.
Oregon State didn't fly down to check.
Nobody.
Scouts would come to Milpitas.
None. Wow. None. There one. You know who came to Milpitas?
Come on.
No, I swear. I'm telling you, Joe. So the one guy that came to recruit was Coach Jim Wheelahan. He was a head coach at San Jose City College, and he brought everybody into the locker room. Didn't even just had everyone sitting on the locker benches. And he said, hey, any of you guys want to come to junior college or come to San Jose City? And he goes, if you're thinking about going somewhere else, don't worry. I'll see you when you come back. And I'm sitting there going, no, because I was going to I got a deal. I had to go to Minnesota in my freshman year to get to a college.
Yeah, what's the name of that school?
Concordia College. It was like less people than my high school than when I went there. And then I decided to come back. And I go to San Jose City College. He goes, yeah, I knew you'd be back.
That's crazy. That is. Hey, we got to go to break here. We do have more. Bradley Chubb will be back. We will see the three guys. I've been waiting for this to happen. I think it's great news as Chubb and Phillips and Chop will all be together.
Yeah, it's good,
man.
Good mix. Good mix.
And by the way, I'm told everybody will be ready to go for the start of camp.
Well, they should be.
Which will be nice.
Chubb got that extra
full year.
Extra 3 weeks, I think, was served him well.
And, yeah, instead of playing, that was a good decision. Yeah. You're right. That was a good decision. All right.
Trojans had a tough season, by the way. They were 4-6.
They were, yeah.
The high school?
Yeah. 1-4 in the Penis Belt Conference.
Yeah. Wait.
Did you really look it up?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They lost their finale to Woodside.
How'd your high school do in Boca? Which high school
did they lost their last game to Woodside,
Boca?
22-19.
You went to school in Boca? Oh, he's a softy.
See, that's wrong. West Boca had a good team.
Yeah.
West Boca won a state.
Did you play with the Boca Jets?
No, that was their – how'd you know that?
That's their Pee Wee team.
Yeah, it is. But how the hell would you know the Boca Jets?
I know the Boca Jets.
I was actually up there to Boca Jets practice. I know exactly where those guys are. Hey, want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Oh, my God, Michael Kotze, thank you. Thank you, man. First-time home buyers. He's got a program for you to get qualified. Fixed rates in the fives right now. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. He's got a program for you with low rates as well. Hey, this is what he's doing. He wants to let you know, man. Fixed rates in the fives right now. And Michael Kotze, people ask him, why would I go with Michael Kotze from Choice Mortgage? I'm just curious. And I said, well, the great service, getting that mortgage quickly, getting approved quickly, getting all the work done to get that money you need and get rolling on that place you found. That's what it's all about. This is what he does 7 days a week. And I do want to tell you, Michael Kotze truly has no life. He is always working. He does work 7 days a week. You can call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. 35 years in the business. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice, he wants to let you know the rate's down. Take advantage of it. If you're starting to look around, found a place you really like, make sure you call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Thinking about the reverse mortgage, if you're 62 or older, that's what Michael Kotze does, man. Better than anybody else, and does it quickly at Choice Mortgage. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. So just some NFL news here real quickly, and for Dolphin fans, I think it's great. We talked yesterday, Bo is going to be, you got to take a cut in pay, or they're going to cut you, or maybe they just decide they need you and you strong-armed them and it worked, at least for now. And he lowered his base.
You're talking about Nick Chubb?
Talking about Bradley Chubb.
Bradley Chubb,
his cousin is Nick Chubb.
Called him one time. I interviewed him out and I just called him Nick one time.
I think they've all been called everything by us, Bo, probably all of us. Yeah. But big incentives for games and sacks.
I like it.
With a chance to make his $19.5 million base salary. So this puts Chubb, Phillips, and Chop together. I saw Anthony Weaver already said he'd love to see them all play together in certain situations.
And I think there's an opportunity to do that. I like – So Joe, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. You and I were together and we were talking about it. You know, and everyone's going, "Oh, let's get rid of Tyreek." You know what? At this point, this team can ill afford to get rid of good players. Find a way to make them fit in. Find a way to get Tyreek to work hard, and not that he doesn't work hard, but you know, push some of the outside noise away and focus this year to get back to being that number one player that you were last year. You know, last year he kind of went on that world tour. And so keep the guys that are good players, even if you've got to find some way to get them in line.
It's funny because that was our conversation. Yeah. We'll talk about that coming up 9 o'clock. But there's one thing we like more in sports is great food.
Oh.
And even though he could be a huge Patriots fan.
He is. Patriots.
Well, then he deserves
Bruins,
what's going through it right
Celtics.
Now.
I think even like I think even what's
you talking about Chef Andre?
What's their crappy soccer team? The Revolution. I think he's even a Revolution fan.
They play at Foxborough too, actually. Yep. Chef Andre, the catch and cut chef that does such a great job. Chef, let me just start with this. We say good morning to you. The food.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
The food was fantastic, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I know we're on our fifth week, and last week I had these two gentlemen came in, and I would love to hear their review of the restaurant.
All right, well, since you said that, first of all, got there early and started with tequila on the rocks, and the place was great. Your people are knowledgeable, and then I waited for my partner to come in here with his beautiful wife, and my filet was unbelievable.
Yep.
Steak so was is my awesome. Wife's.
Yep, steak was awesome.
Good to hear.
And I tell you what, these muscles you got with that sauce got a little bit of it goes down the back of your throat, a little bit of spice to it. Or
did you know we were hitting a sushi bar? Sushi bar's great, I wasn't counting on the sushi bar stuff.
So
yeah, Chef Yomo does a great job for us.
And you know, Chef, with the times I've been in there, it looks like a lot of people are ordering that sushi.
Yeah, we're doing really well with it. You know, we got a great local base. I even had the pleasure of having the Pouncey brothers in yesterday.
Oh,
they
good.
They were great.
Yeah.
Mike they were
Marquise.
Great.
Good. Great.
Yep.
Two class guys, huh?
Yeah, really, gentlemen. I got a chance to talk to him for about a half hour.
Yep.
And I had to ask him about Brady. I had to ask him. and they said, just amazing watching him. See, even his warm-ups. They said his hair was perfect.
Yeah.
His socks were white as can be. His cleats were tied properly. So the guy was just absolutely amazing.
So
those two gentlemen were class act.
So that brings me to this. The gentleman that called, well, I'm going to call him a gentleman. The guy that calls you when you're going to come on the show, Hollywood in here, right? he's pissed because I haven't invited him. But the problem with him is he's going to try to come in with like sweatpants on.
I've never seen him dressed up.
Someone's jersey or someone like that. You know, stupid hat on, and I go, no, you until you dress like a human being, you're not going to cross the threshold there, right?
Well, that's what the back door's for, right?
Well, that's right. That's right. You got that little table out in the back.
Maybe you
where you can sit by the garbage can and have a little bit of a that's for the
we'll,
place.
We'll have to get him in. Hey Chef, you do understand as a huge Boston fan in general.
Yeah.
That 20-year run that the Patriots, that's not normal in professional sports. You understand what Brady did for 20 years with Belichick's not normal, right?
Yeah, that was once in a lifetime, in my lifetime, to see something like that happen.
To win that many playoff games and have that kind of record and go to
so what did it feel
that
like,
many Super Bowls.
What did it feel like to go to – because I know you went to some of the games. What did it feel like to go to the games knowing that you're going to kick somebody's ass and just be able to sit and enjoy it, right?
It was great for a while, and then recently it's been a little of a downfall. But, when you're a true fan, you're a true fan of any sports team. And like I said, you ask any of my employees, I know Kim has talked about this, but I run my kitchen like a sports team.
Yep,
analogies are unbelievable that I give to my staff when it comes to playbooks, responsibilities, accountability, teamwork. It all comes down to teamwork when running a kitchen. It's just like running a sports team.
I call him Don Shula Jr. right there. Yep. I see him. He's hard on those guys.
Yeah, but he's got a great staff, man. The service, different level.
Yep.
I mean, the service is, and it's across the board. I'm talking about even cracking, helping you crap the claws, man.
So, I do have to say this, that although he's a big New England fan, Patriot fan, I think one day I saw him down on the sideline taking a picture with Dan Marino.
Is that true?
Which is almost blasphemy for
someone. I've met Dan many times, and listen,
It's funny. I kid my employees. I kid with my guys. I played for the Dolphins, and when I played youth football, I was on the Dolphins team, so I would show them that picture, you know. So.
Well, Chef, by the way, the valet parking, whoever came up with that and got that done, thank you, because that makes it nice, man, because that Las Olas area is happening right now. There's no question about it. And you guys don't take a back seat, Chef, to anybody with that Catch and Cut restaurant. It is great. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the compliments, and it's our fifth week, and we're looking for many more to come.
Chef Andre, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good week.
All right, we'll see you later.
Chef Andre, yeah, talking a little bit about
big sports guy. Big sports guy. And I'm going to tell you what, he's got a playbook for those guys. I mean, I actually walked in there one morning.
How many of the guys from Joe's came over?
I think four or five guys.
My guy came over. He's fantastic.
Yeah. We got
entertaining.
But, you know, I came in one day, and he's like just like, you know, it's like I'm watching the old man dressing these guys down. But then he's got a way to come in and, you know, he kind of – he knows everybody. Knows everybody's name, and he knows about their families, and you know, and he takes an interest in them. And I think that's all part of the package that makes it work.
Well, it's great, man. It was great finally getting a chance over the weekend to go out there with you. If you get a chance to Catch and Cut,
we'll have with that table out back for Hollywood too.
Yeah, and that one in the back. But be patient because that place is jumping right now, pretty good. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something else that's right around the corner. We've been talking about all these great events coming up here in South Florida in sports. Opening day for the Marlins right around the corner. Baseball is going to be back March 27th. They face off against the Pirates. And you've never seen opening day like this one coming up. It's Marlins Baseball infused with the best of 305 to create opening day. Get ready for the hottest fiesta in Miami featuring the biggest names on and off the field. South Florida legend Dan Marino kicks off the fiesta with historic first pitch. Get ready to celebrate Sandy's comeback season. And stay tuned for surprise icons lighting up the postgame concert. This is a can't-miss global event, nothing like opening day, and it's happening right here in Miami. That's coming up March 27th. Don't miss the biggest party of the season. The whole world's invited to get your tickets today. That's marlins.com/tickets.